The next patient is Carla Johnson. The last name is J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Clinical case of a 57-year-old African-American female that has been sent by Dr. Domenech, D-O-M-E-N-E-C-H, because of the presence of the nephrotic syndrome. A study of glomerulopathies was ordered. And we have an ANA that is negative, ANCA, myeloperoxidase and proteinase that is negative, complement C3 and C4 that are with a normal range, C-reactive protein that is elevated at 17, double-strand DNA antibody that is negative, anti-GBM that is negative, the liver function test is with a normal limits. The immunofixation in the urine and in the serum is normal. Kappa lambda ratio is with a normal range. Rheumatoid factor is with a normal range. The sedimentation rate is elevated at 108. The SM antibody is negative. Interestingly, when we saw the patient today, the hemoglobin from 1.1 from 11.1 grams in October the 10th has gone to 11.4 grams. There is a trend to improve the hemoglobin. In the comprehensive metabolic profile that was done, the serum creatinine came down from 180 to 170. The estimated GFR went up to 35, and the fasting sugar was 108. There is not hyperfiltration. There is a tendency to improvement. In the protein creatinine ratio, initially was 11 grams, has gone down to 2,955 milligrams per gram of creatinine after the patient was started on Jardiance. As a consequence of this, we are going to add finerenone, 10 milligrams every day. We gave her a coupon with a prescription to take to the pharmacy, and we send the prescription to the pharmacy as well. The effect of the SGLT2 inhibitor with the finerenone is going to improve the proteinuria furthermore. Following number, urinalysis is negative except for the presence of 3+ glycosuria and 3+ protein. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under better control. Following number, hypothyroidism that is on replacement therapy. Following number, the rheumatoid factor was reported negative. She has been seen by the rheumatologist. The patient is feeling better. We have to continue with the weight loss. She has lost 6 pounds. The blood pressure is still elevated, but it's trending down. It's down to 150 over 90. And I think that I am going to continue the same medications because the blood pressure should get under control as she loses weight. I'm going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. The reason for a close appointment is she needs a lot of accountability support, and we will monitor the improvement of the condition so she will get into a habit of a diet, sodium restriction, fluid restriction, a plant-based diet, and things that are convenient for her. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, in the documentation. We spent 8 minutes, and the face-to-face 20 minutes.